It is so good to be here today. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to be back with the help of others. I figured out it was 3 years ago that we were fortunate enough to be here, and we're very thankful to be back. To be back with this wonderful congregation, wonderful people, and we're glad that God's established the church so that we don't have to go through life alone. We can go through helping and supporting and strengthening one another. We're so thankful for that. We all want to be faithful. Our goal is heaven. And the series of lessons that we'll be talking about today are essentials to salvation. These lessons are essential to you and I getting to heaven. No one is going to get to heaven without understanding the fundamentals of the Bible. Everyone must hear the fundamental principles in the Bible in order to be saved. They must not only hear them, but they must obey them. Not only obey them, but obey them every day. We must hear God's word, and we must do what God's word teaches us to do every single day. And we need to be like Brother Jim O'Connor. Be faithful. Even when we don't feel well, when we're not well in good health, as he did, he's a wonderful example of faithfulness. And so this is what it's going to take for us to get to heaven. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. We're not here because of something not important. We're here because of something very important. Our souls. Your soul. My soul. And each of these lessons are designed to save us. Save our souls. Everybody in this room, we want to be in heaven together when this world comes to an end. We want to be resurrected from the grave, as the Bible says in John 5, 28 and 29. We want to be resurrected unto everlasting life. That's our goal. We're not here wasting our time. We're here on our journey to heaven. So that's what all of these lessons are going to be about. Every lesson that is ever preached or ever taught, whether it's in Bible class, ladies' Bible class, gospel meeting, every Bible lesson is covering material from this great book that God wants us to know in order to get to heaven. This book from Genesis to Revelation is about how to get to heaven. And so we need to realize that. Bible class teachers, we need to understand that. Every lesson you teach is helping a child understand God's will in order for that child to go to heaven. Every lesson from the Bible, every list of names in the Bible. You know, you go to Genesis 5 and Genesis 11, you go to Matthew 1, you go to the book of Luke, you see those long lists of names. Some of them you can't even pronounce. But all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And all Scripture is profitable. And those list of names are essential and profitable. They prove that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah. That's what they do. And so today we're going to be talking about basic elements of being saved. Essentials. I hope that's the title. That's the title I want it to be. The title of these lessons are Essentials to Salvation. Essential means that they are necessary and required in order to be saved. Essential means absolutely necessary, indispensable. That's what Webster says. Absolutely necessary and indispensable. You know, everybody believes Webster, don't they? Sometimes they don't believe the Bible, but they'll believe Webster. But anyway, these lessons are absolutely essential. Now, this morning, in this hour, we're going to talk about the basic elements. You must hear the gospel, and you must believe the gospel. Those are two essential elements of salvation. Everyone must hear the gospel. That's including you and everybody outside of this building. Everybody in this county, everybody in this state, if anybody in this whole wide world has any desire to be saved, they must hear the gospel. That's an essential. That's indispensable. You've got to hear the gospel. Let's turn to Romans chapter 10. What a magnificent passage this is. And this passage is talking about you must hear the gospel. You know, in the beginning of this book, Paul said he was ready to go to Rome. He was ready to go to Rome and preach the gospel. Well, why did he want to go to Rome? Why did he want to preach the gospel? Because it's essential to salvation. All the preaching done in the Bible was for people to hear the gospel. You and I have got to hear the gospel, not just one time. We must continue to hear the gospel over and over in order to be saved. It's not a one-time thing. You don't just hear the gospel one time and that's it. That's the end of it. Let's read this passage together. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's what we want, isn't it? We want to be saved. And so we must confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Those are essentials to salvation. We must confess and we must believe in our heart. Verse number 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now today we're going to talk about in this hour hearing and believing. In the next hour we're going to talk about repenting and confessing, but they're in here. Verse 11, for the scripture saith, the scripture saith, not the preacher didn't come up with this, but the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believeth. So we're talking about hearing, and you got to hear in order to believe. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. You know what we are? We're the Greeks. We're the Gentiles. You know, it's an amazing thing to me that the Church of Christ, the Church of the first century, began as just Jewish. The whole membership was Jewish in Jerusalem. There were no Gentiles. There were some proselytes. But now the church is entirely basically Gentile, and there are very few Jewish people who are members of the Lord's church. Isn't that something? The Jew first and also to the Greek. Isn't that something how that worked out like that? Verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The Jew needs the gospel. The Jew needs to believe. The Jew needs to confess. And the Greek, same thing. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon his name. So he is rich to you. He's rich to me. It doesn't make any difference where you're from. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what we want. We want to be saved. That's the bottom line. The bottom line for every one of us is not to get another paycheck necessarily, or buy another house, or drive another car. That's not our goal in life. That's an incidental. Our goal in life is to be saved. That's what this entire book is about. It's about being saved. Don't lose sight of that. Somebody says, well, Richard, why are you making such a big deal on that? We've got to be saved. I cannot stand the thought of being lost. Can you? I just think about being lost. And I said, I just can't do that. I can't stand the thought of being lost and to be cast into a lake of fire and there to exist eternally. I can't stand that thought. So the Bible here is saying, we must believe in our heart. We must confess with our mouth in order to do what? In order to be saved. But now let's read the next verse. 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not her. That's what we're talking about right now. Number one, for a person to be saved, he's got to hear the gospel. How can they hear? How can they believe if they have not heard? You've got to believe unto righteousness. But how can you believe if you have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? A preacher. You know what we're doing right now? We're hearing a preacher. Why are we hearing a preacher? Because we need to believe. And I'm glad I'm not an isolated Christian, aren't you? I'm glad we've got congregations to come to so that we can go to Bible class and we can hear the preaching. Do you know that God chose preaching? This is 1 Corinthians 1 and 21. Listen to this. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching. Now listen to this. To save them that believe. Everybody in this room, hopefully everybody in this room is a believer. What's the preaching for? The preaching is designed by God to save them that believe. So I'm glad we're not isolated out here all alone as Christians. We have a congregation here, a wonderful congregation of wonderful people to come and gather together and sing together and join in that wonderful and beautiful fellowship of singing gospel hymns together. Let's count that as a great privilege and a great experience as we sing songs together, as we pray together, as we study the Bible together. We're doing all of this in order to get to heaven. And so the fundamental element of getting to heaven is hearing the gospel, not just one time. But we need to continue to hear the gospel. As Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, preach the word. Be urgent in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will no longer endure sound doctrine. Who's he preaching to? He's preaching to the church. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So preaching saves. Hearing the gospel saves. Who does it save? It saves us. And it saves those who are not yet believers. Let's continue to read in this passage. Verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? Why do we send men to India? Because they need to hear the gospel. I'm glad Brother Jack got to go. Brother Jim O'Connor went many, 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 many times. Why is he going there? Why is he going there? Why are they going to India? Well, we send them over there to preach the gospel. And I'm so thankful that I don't remember the exact number, Jack, but there's about 100 people that were baptized. 100 people! Why were they baptized? They heard the gospel. Heard the gospel. You know, I hear people say over here, this church not growing. I said, wait a minute. They just had 100 baptisms over there in India. Church is growing. The church is growing in India. The church is growing in Africa. I'm on Facebook with a guy named Bernard. He's a gospel preacher in Africa. He's doing gospel meeting after gospel meeting after gospel meeting. And people are being baptized. Do you know you don't have to have clean water to be baptized in? Brother Bernard is baptizing people in swamps and mud holes and snaky looking places. Oh, you need some water to baptize people. And that's what he's doing. But they've got to hear the gospel. That's why they're having gospel meetings. That's why we're having gospel meetings. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Why are they preaching the gospel? Because you've got to hear it before you believe it. And bring glad tidings of good things. Glad, glad. Let's hear some glad things. Let's be glad. Why? The gospel is a message of gladness. It's a message where we rejoice and we're thankful. We're going to heaven. We need to be happy about that. That's your goal. That's my goal. We all have the same goal here this morning. Even if you're a visitor, you're here because there's something about life that you want to get something more out of it, the Christian life, what God has to offer. That's our goal. Now, verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing. Basic essential element number one to be saved is hearing the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's not a miracle that you have faith. You know, that's what some people teach. They teach God's got to send that Holy Spirit down and get into your heart, get into your mind, and get into your life and empower you with faith. Faith is a gift of God, they say. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know how you know the alphabet? Everybody here knows the alphabet. By the way, the alphabet's very basic, very fundamental. You've got to know it. You have got to know the alphabet. You know how you came to know the alphabet? You heard it. And that's how we come to know the way of salvation. We've got to hear the gospel. Notice verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. You know what that's about? That's about the preaching of the gospel. Their sound went to the end of the world. They preached the gospel to every creature. And that's what Jesus said before he went back into heaven. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why is that necessary, Lord? Because that's the first element of being saved. We must hear the gospel. And really, it's not just a one-time thing. You don't need to just hear the gospel one time. You need to hear the gospel over and over and over again. That's why the Bible charges us to preach the gospel. Listen, we don't have any other choice about it. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. Woe! You know, that's not a good thing. It's not good if we do not preach the gospel of Christ. We have some people who visit Colorado from time to time. Some of you may go to Colorado, I don't know. They went to one congregation, and on Wednesday night they were showing the Andy Griffith Show. Andy Griffith Show is not going to save your soul. It's not going to save any souls. Jokes can't save. We could tell a joke. That'd be all right to tell a joke. But joke's not going to save you. The gospel is the only power of salvation. And the only power that it has is for us to hear the gospel. So let's be sure of this one basic thing, that we must hear the gospel. Now, we must hear the truth of the gospel. Look at 1 John 4 and verse 1. We must hear the truth of the gospel. Not just any kind of preaching the gospel. Now the devil knows. Now we got an enemy. We got an adversary. He's called the devil. He's an adversary. And he knows the very things we're reading here. He knows them. And he knows if people hear the gospel and they believe the gospel and they obey the gospel, they're going to be saved. So what do you think he's going to do? He's going to change the gospel. And we're talking about hearing the gospel. But you've got to hear the truth of the gospel in order to be saved. You can't hear a modified edition of the gospel. You can't hear a modified edition of the gospel and be saved. Notice 1 John 4 and verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. Now the devil is trying to cause people to be lost. So when we hear the gospel, we better be hearing the truth. Falsehoods, error, will not save anybody. It's only the truth. The truth will make you free, John 8:32. Look at 2 Corinthians 11 for a second. The devil knows that if you hear the truth of the gospel, you'll be saved. So what does he do? What do you think he does? Look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. But such are false apostles. False apostles. Deceitful workers. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. You know, there are people today who call themselves an apostle. There are apostles throughout our land, so-called, and prophets. But notice who's sending them out. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, who's the his minister? It's the devil. It's his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, in America, and probably in a lot of other countries, there are people who counterfeit. They counterfeit money. They make it look just like the real thing. They counterfeit 20s and they counterfeit 50s. And looks like the real thing, but you know what the value of a counterfeit $100 bill is? Do you know what the value of it is? It's zero. A counterfeit has no value at all. It looks like the real thing. Looks just like it. But there's no value. The only value is to a genuinely produced by our government $100 bill. And it's not worth $100. It's worth about $50. But anyway, it has value. Now, the Lord's church, to be in the body of the saved, you've got to be in the real body. You've got to hear the real truth, not a counterfeit. The counterfeit gospel, the modified gospel, is of no value at all. Matter of fact, it's harmful. It's destructive. People need to hear that. When we talk about hearing the gospel, we need to hear the truth, not some modified form of the truth. And so we want to be saved. Step number one is to hear the gospel. But you've got to hear the bona fide gospel. You have to hear the authorized gospel. And that's the unchanged gospel of the Bible. Now here's what we need to hear about the truth of the gospel. We need to hear the words of Jesus that said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." We need to hear that. "And I go to prepare a place for you." This is Jesus. "And if I go to prepare a place for you, my Father's house are many mansions, I'm going to go prepare a place for you." We need to hear that. That's part of the gospel. He says, "I'll come again, that I might receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That's the good news. That's the glad tidings. We need to hear that. That's some of the gospel we need to hear. That Christ is preparing mansions in heaven. And he's going to return someday. And he's going to receive us unto himself. That's what we need to hear. We need to hear what he said in John 5, 28 and 29. "Marvel not, the hour is coming when all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice." Where's the cemetery around here? Just put your mind on that cemetery. All that are in the tombs, all that's in the Oak Grove Cemetery, and all these country cemeteries, and all the big city cemeteries, all that are in the tombs, those that have been in the tomb for 1,000 years, those that have been in the tomb for 5,000 years, all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of judgment," one version says, "damnation," another version says. That's what we need to hear. We need to hear the gospel. We need to hear that our Lord and Savior is going to heaven, that he's coming back someday, and that there's going to be a judgment someday. That's what we need to hear. People in Washington need to hear this. You know that? You believe that? I do. No, they really need to hear it. We need to hear what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and to give account of the things that we've done in this body, whether good or bad, according to what we have done. People need to hear that message. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to give an account of the things that we've done in this body, whether good or bad. You know what the next verse says? Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. So we persuade them. How do we persuade them? We persuade them with Bible study and preaching. And we persuade men. I need to be persuaded of that. You know, every sermon I preach to myself. The gospel is for all people, including all preachers. It's for every one of us. Every time we preach the gospel, we're preaching to ourselves. When we preach about the judgment to come, every preacher is preaching to himself. You believe that? That's true. Every preacher is preaching to his own self. He needs to hear the gospel. If you want to hear God speak, open the Bible. If you want to hear Him speak verbally, read the Bible out loud. And you'll hear the audible, spoken word of God. And every time we hear preaching, we hear that. We hear the audibly spoken word of God. Not that God is speaking. We're speaking, of course. Don't mean to say God's talking, but we're hearing the word of God audibly. And every preacher, every elder, every deacon, every mama, every daddy, every child needs to hear the gospel. And that's what we do. Hearing the gospel is essential to being saved. And so we must hear the gospel. And we must hear the good things, and we must hear the difficult matters of the Bible. In John chapter 6, beginning along about verse 59, I see you turned your Bible. That's good. Let's turn over there and see this. Here's what we need to hear. In John 6, look at verse 59. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" You know, when we hear the gospel, we need to hear the hard sayings. There's some hard sayings in the Bible. But we need to hear them. So we need to, number one, hear. We need to hear the truth. We need to hear about heaven. We need to hear about hell. We need to hear about the judgment day to come. We need to hear the hard sayings. We need to hear the easy sayings. We need to hear Psalm 23. Oh, how soothing that is. Every time Psalm 23 is read, that ought to strengthen you and encourage you. Bless your life. Strengthen you. Comfort you. Bless your life. Every time you read Psalm 23, strengthen you. Bless you. Encourage you. We need to hear that over and over again. We don't need just to hear it once. We need to hear it. Look what else happened in John chapter 6. Verse 66, they heard those hard sayings. Look at this. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will you also go away? Will you go away too?" You know, maybe we need to ask ourselves that question. Many people have left the church, left this congregation. Will you also go away? And look at what Peter says. Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." So we need to preach the gospel. We need to preach it on radio, television, YouTube, CDs, DVDs, cassettes, written word. We need to preach the gospel, teach the gospel everywhere in any way that we can. Why? That's the only way people are going to be saved. That's the only way you're going to be saved. That's the only way I'm going to be saved. And every other person, they're not going to be saved until they hear the gospel. They hear the truth of the gospel. They hear the comforting words of the gospel. They hear the hard sayings of the gospel. By the way, I believe everybody in the world needs to hear a sermon on heaven, and they need to hear a sermon on hell. There was a time when scores of Americans believed in hell. But they don't believe in hell any longer like they used to. I believe it's because they're not hearing about it. Before you can believe in hell, you've got to hear about it. That's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How in the world is anybody ever going to believe in Jesus if they don't hear about it? How are they going to believe about the church if they don't hear about it? How are they ever going to believe about heaven or about hell if they never hear about it? We've got to hear the gospel. Every person who wants an education has to learn the alphabet. And every person that wants to be saved, it's as fundamental as that. That's how fundamental it is. You want an education? Yeah, I want an education. You want a college degree? Yeah. You got to learn the alphabet first. That's it. And if you want to be a Christian and you want to go to heaven, guess what you've got to do? You've got to hear the gospel first. That's how basic and elementary and important and essential hearing the gospel is. But second of all, look back to Romans chapter 10. You've got to believe the gospel. You've got to believe what it says. Remember these words a moment ago? By the way, mark these, put a little something by this or underline this in your Bible. Verse 9, Romans 10, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Believe in your heart. What? What do I need to believe in my heart? We need to hear, and second of all, we need to believe. We don't need to just believe, but we need to believe in our hearts. Sincerely, thoroughly convinced. Belief means that we have a confidence, a conviction, an unshakable belief that God had raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we need to hear the gospel. But second of all, we need to believe it. Do you believe the gospel? Let's just ask ourselves right now. You don't have to say anything. But we need to believe with our heart, with all of our heart. Now, faith, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to continue to hear preaching, and we need to hear continued preaching on these elements, so that we can believe them with our heart. We need to believe these matters with our heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now that actually is what the book of Acts records. Notice, let's go to Acts chapter 8. It records people hearing and then being convinced, being convicted. Remember in Acts chapter 8, there was a great persecution that started. And it started because people were preaching the gospel in the city of Jerusalem. Notice verse number 4. Therefore they that were scattered abroad, they were scattered abroad because of a persecution. They were scattered abroad whenever we're preaching the word. Now keep in mind, they went preaching the word because people got to hear it. Why would they want to occupy their time preaching the word? Because people have to hear. They understood that. Then, verse 5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Their sound went into the end of the earth. They continued to preach. They went everywhere preaching the word. Fundamental element of salvation is you must hear it. In order to hear it, somebody's got to preach it. Somebody's got to preach the gospel. You know, I've received, and I'm not sure Jack and others here, somebody says, we're sending Bibles over to such and such a country. Give us money. Give us money to send the gospel to such and such. Well, you got to have a Bible. Yeah, you got to have a Bible. No question about that. We need Bibles. But beloved, do you know you need somebody to preach that Bible? The Ethiopian eunuch had a Bible. The Ethiopian eunuch was riding in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Philip went up there and said, do you understand what you're reading? Remember what the eunuch said? How can I? Except some man should guide me. He needed somebody to help him. We need more than just a volume of God's word. That's so valuable. We need the value of the word of God. But I don't just go up to somebody and just hand them the Bible and say, here, read that and you'll be a Christian. I help them. I try, can we have a Bible study? Can we study together? And so Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached the gospel to them. Well, look at verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So when they heard the word, they were baptized. Well, by the way, while we're here in Acts chapter 8, here it is. Here it is. Later on here, verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, verse 31, how can I accept that some men should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. So they read the scripture. It's recorded there. They read the scripture. And when he read the scripture, verse 35, then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Element number one, you've got to hear the gospel. And to hear the gospel, someone must preach the gospel. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now watch verse 37. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. Step number one, preach the gospel. But step number two, in order to be saved, you've got to believe what you heard. So he says, you can, but you need to believe with all your heart. You may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Now tonight we're going to talk about baptism. Tonight we're going to talk about the blessings of baptism. Baptism is essential in order to be saved. But right now we're talking about hearing and we're talking about believing. But we see what a believing person would do. A believing person would confess with his mouth. A believing person would want to get down into the water, to go down into the water. That's what he desired to do. See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? When a person believes, they're ready to respond. When they're convicted and fully convinced with all their heart, you can't stop them. You can't stop them from obeying the gospel. Now, I want to read verse 39 as well. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. That's what you do when you're obedient to the gospel of Christ. You rejoice. There's joy. There's reason to have joy in your heart. So we need to hear the word of God. I believe we need to hear it over and over. I believe that's what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that you don't just hear one gospel sermon, you hear sermons over and over and over again. I didn't come to Missouri from Texas and leave my wife and leave the loving brethren there. I didn't come up here to just for something unimportant, non-essential. I came up here because this is essential. We're doing the greatest work in all the world, the work the Lord has set before us to do. That's the great. If you're serving the Lord, you're visiting the sick, you're helping the needy, you're spreading the gospel, you're doing the greatest work in all the world. You're doing it because you heard the gospel. You're doing it because you believe the word of God. And so we're doing something very important. Convince yourself of that. That we are doing things that are important here. And it's important that people hear the gospel. It's important that I hear the gospel and you hear the gospel. And that we hear it over and over again. Because that's how we're going to be saved. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Why do we have Bible class? We have Bible class so that our faith can be reaffirmed and strengthened. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why are we doing that? In order to be saved. So we're not here just spinning our wheels in some mud hole and not doing anything important. And I'd like to go back to Jim O'Connor. He did that day after day. That's what it's going to take for you. You've seen Jim. You've seen his life. You know his life. And you know he fought the battle every single day. When it wasn't easy, when it was easy, when it wasn't easy. He had many days that were not easy. But allow me to use him as an example, because you saw his life. That's how you get to heaven. Living according to the Word of God, day after day after day. One day at a time. One day at a time. Is our time up? God bless all of you for your great focus on God's Word. And we'll be dismissed.